This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
Here it comes.
You got this, Jerry.
Very important role.
Yeah, you're about to die.
You got this, Jerry. Don't worry.
And as he's casting the spell, you can make your attack rolls, Viari.
Oh, shit. No way. That's 10.
All right. The spell fails.
Does he have combat advantage?
Does he have combat
advantage?
You mean, do you have?
Does he?
No.
Please. Do I then? If I'm going to do this, I'll do it upright.
You have advantage on attacks if you have somebody, an ally,
but he had sneak attack
next to you. Is that right? Is that what I read?
No, I would get the opportunity for sneak if that were.
Yeah, so you can use it because she is on your side.
I was just kidding about that. I don't.
Thanks a lot.
Nope.
Same team.
Nope. It's.
Have at it.
I've been rolling too good. We're going to see the other side of it now.
Okay,
there we go.
Two.
There we go. That's and so you get hit with the dagger. It's just a touch.
Right.
It's just a little love tap.
Oh, now that D4 is coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's 8 points?
That is
an 8-point love tap.
He just sort of slides that between a couple ribs.
Jerry, can you take care of her if I get between you and the dominated bard?
Having just attacked my employer, does this shake me to my
core?
Because I'm good.
To my manticore.
I'm kidding. Like, alignment wise, I am good.
No, you feel nothing.
I feel nothing. I feel joy.
Yeah.
I am brimful with joy.
You exult in his blood. She basically tackles you and starts clawing at your face.
Please.
All right.
Not the first time.
But she only rolled a 14 versus AC.
No way.
All right. She does not.
Full plate.
She does not get through your armor. And now you've got her clinging onto you. And then we come back to you three, Benjamin.
So you handle your speed.
So I can't hit her because she's on me?
No, you can hit her.
Oh, okay. Let's try this again.
You sort of push her off and then belt her.
Oof. There we go. First roll is an 18 plus 6.
Nice.
Second roll is a 16.
Yep, two hits.
So two hits.
Wham. Big damage on those 12.
Do it.
That's a 1. So 4 points on that.
Okay.
That she mitigates. And awesome, Max. So there's 15 points there.
Wow. Nice. She is looking quite battered at this point, but she's still alive.
Okay, guys, we got this.
Wham, wham. And
what about his minion bird devil?
Yeah, does my bird look sad at all?
The bird is just sort of kind of picking at
I miss him.
At Jim's flesh a little
bit.
Just sort of poking.
I thought
it's
we
like
had
cat.
Something.
Just sort of curious.
It's like a cat that eats you the minute you die.
But thanks for reminding me.
All right, yeah. That's what I'm here for, apparently.
Now, does my bond with the demon, like, can he resurrect me?
Sadly, no.
He really had
power.
Something.
You're reaching.
It's like, well, you know what we have is so special.
Yeah.
It's like I
believe
like,
that he would help me if he could.
Exactly, and I feel like he would. I feel like he would want to be with me no matter where I was. So.
All right.
I mean, is he looking ruefully, perhaps at his own wrists? I mean, is he? All right.
No. He is going to jump on Omen's back and start clawing you.
Jesus!
Just waiting.
Monster
in demon form.
Just waiting for the opportunity to.
What a shit!
That is not my fault.
16.
What
versus
a
AC?
Shit!
16 what?
Versus
16
AC.
Versus your AC. I don't even know what these numbers are anymore. No, that's not sufficient. I shrug him. I shrug his dumb little ass off. All right,
he goes tumbling off. And then he will stop, and that's it for him. Omen, you're up.
Yeah. I tell Viari that we have a system in place in the corporate structure that has strong reprimands for this kind of behavior.
He needs to talk to HR, basically.
Yeah, but I'm also HR. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to shut this down, Scott. I have to cast another spell on him. And this time, brandishing the shield again.
Yes.
I tell him to hold.
Ah.
And I cast hold person on him. And I might actually hit him with the front of the shield on accident.
Pong. All right, I believe.
I have to get him locked down.
Absolutely.
Because he'll murder us. He'll murder both of us.
Okay, well, this is happening simultaneous.
Jim.
So, Viari, you will still make your attacks this round.
I'm sorry, what?
You will still make your attacks this round
because
it's happening at the exact same time.
Yeah. But his save DC against my spells is 16.
And after you've made your attacks, make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Wow, feeling the pressure here. I think room's a little serious.
Okay, now here's a question, right? Rather than go back and ask it afterwards, is the way in which I try to kill the cleric up to me? I should pursue it to the best of my ability.
Yeah.
You have to, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
You're the love of your life, her life is in danger as long as the cleric's alive.
She is. First this guy molests her, and then...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is bad. That's how the day started.
Yep. This is... okay, that's going to hit.
What is it? Is that 21?
15 plus 6 is 21.
Yeah.
But this one won't.
No.
All right. This is the sneak attack you want?
Yeah, it's always on the first.
But it's only once per fight, isn't it? But you get the sneak damage every turn?
Yeah.
If I have an adjacent ally.
Yeah.
Well. What? Why? Why are you like this?
That's 10.
10 damage.
Ouch. You took 18 damage in the last two rounds?
Yeah. So just one?
Yeah, just that one.
10? Okay.
Ow! And now make your wisdom saving throw, Viari.
What are you down to, Jerry?
Right now I'm down to 7.
Hey! No, wait, I'm supposed to miss this, right?
Right.
Well, he equaled it.
Then he's saved. No effect.
Oh, my God.
All right, he is not held. At the end of that, the succubus...
The end of AI.
The succubus will continue to claw at Binwin. Mm-hmm. This time she rolls 21.
That hit.
That's a hit.
For 13 points of damage.
No problem.
Jesus, you have a lot of health.
The Quasit demon will attack you again, Omen. Oh, jeez. 19 plus
can
5
use
is 24.
Can you like zero phase stuff? Because you could heal yourself up.
I could try.
Omen?
Yeah, what's up?
You were hit with a 24 versus AC.
Sure. Yeah, I believe it.
You take 5 points of slashing damage.
Oh, God. No.
And you must make a DC 8 constitution saving throw.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's not bad.
So you need an 8 or higher.
That's not bad.
That's our healer.
Yep.
Okay,
you suffer no other effect, which is good. These claws seem to be poisonous.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
You feel an itching where he scratched you.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Binwin!
I'll just go down to clinic.
Time to bring out big guns!
Would you please hit her with the axe?
If I don't have an axe, I have a...
She dies, will he be uncharmed?
That's
how it works?
Hope.
I hope so. Or maybe he'll just freak out and be like, oh no!
She's dead, I'll kill everyone!
Two attacks as an action.
And they're both gonna hit.
First one...
Yeah.
Hits. The second one...
Shits.
Hits.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Okay, so roll that d12 and roll it on the good side of the number.
One.
4 points of damage on the first
that's
hit.
Your second one.
Oh, God!
And 5 points of damage on the second one.
Wow.
She's probably got resistance.
She's still up.
She resists all that, I bet.
She can resist it. She's fine.
All right.
So
the way resistance works now, it's not a flat number.
What's
resist is just half damage.
Oh, okay.
Just right across the board. Okay. So you're always doing something.
That's good.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, yeah, this is obviously your fault.
Tipsy, get her!
No, wait,
that's right.
All right, Omen, what else you got?
I got a bunch of healing dice that I'm going to put into my own body.
Good call.
Just then, the door kicks open, and in comes Tipsy. Daddy!
I need to expend 4 Channel Divinity dice.
And
now, is that his...
Wow.
That's all I can do. I need to top off
well,
so that I can continue to fight.
Is that his action?
That's
his
action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. He's trying to kill me.
So you're going to try to hit him again?
Oh, you have to.
I got to.
You have to. But I'm just saying that like I have to top that back up.
Man's
so that
charmed.
I can...
Yep. Okay.
How many
Power
points
three.
Did you have before you
Yay! I'm awful.
Good.
Did you miss both times?
Oh, you missed?
That's actually very lucky, because if you had hit and taken him down, he wouldn't have been able to cast that spell.
Yeah.
Oh.
So nice timing.
That's when he wanted to know the number.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Good. All right.
All right, here comes the
you got your hit points back.
Listen, your bird or frog or she's whatever, up. Something's gonna happen to it. And you come to, I'm gonna make up a story. Do you understand?
You sent it to a house out in the country.
He can just run.
Yeah,
run.
Yeah, they have a frog reserve right. out there. Yeah.
There's kids that play with him every day.
There's lizards everywhere for him to eat.
Succubus is looking pretty darn hurt. She is going to back away from you. And she's going to turn to Vayari. And she says, kiss me, fool.
Oh my god.
And then she'll plant a big wet one on you.
It was fun. That's actually really with cool. You.
Yep.
She's going to hit you.
Time. I liked your beard.
She's going to do
sneak attack.
28 points of necrotic damage.
Fuck me.
Where does that put you?
Did she heal herself?
No, not yet.
Yeah, this is her healing action right here. 28 puts me below zero.
Okay.
Oh shit!
Oh, you're safe. You're saved.
But what happens to her? Does that heal her?
Make a Constitution saving throw.
Yeah, she gets energized.
I do make it.
You rolled a 14 or higher?
I made it by a whole bunch.
Great.
He was very successful.
That means that your maximum hit points are not reduced by the damage dealt by this attack as well, which is good. It doesn't mean you're going to die instantly.
Hold on, so you guys are going all the way back.
What the hell does that mean?
All the way back to the mean stuff.
It means there's a chance that he could have, let's say we resurrect him, he could have permanently less hit points because of what he went through.
Well, I have that?
Maybe.
Also, but look at this, right? Like with the sword, you were like, wow. What's happening to a sword? Can we fix the sword? What's happening to the sword? I'm saying that's what I mean by the old ways.
The old ways were dark.
They break your shit.
Yeah.
And they steal your HP.
Rust Monster? Like, yes. It ate my
so
magic
terrible
shit.
And they'll steal your they won't steal your level, but they will lower your hit point maximum so you can never get up to your full. Until you get that restored.
All right, here.
But anyway, you are simply down.
Okay.
You're at zero hit points. And you are dying, and we'll deal with that on your next turn.
A lot.
She doesn't look any better, but now she's freed up to try to charm you.
Nah, ain't gonna happen.
On her next turn.
On her next turn. We have to work it out now.
All right.
So she turns and she fixes her gaze on you.
What is it? You don't want her to charm me. What is
no.
What is it that she's susceptible to?
Magic.
Which you have a ton of.
But what else? There was some kind of weapon.
Oh, iron.
Iron forged.
Iron.
Cold forged
iron.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like folkways, you know, witchcraft stuff. I mean, don't worry about that.
All right, so that's her. The Quasit is going to scratch at your eyeballs.
Oh, it's a Quasit. Okay.
Chaotic
neutral? I think the Quasit is chaotic neutral.
17 versus armor class?
No.
All right.
I shake him off again.
At all time.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I just said, get off. It's a fucking... They're elemental imps.
You fed it a wizard.
Feed it a wizard.
You fucking murdered a wizard.
It ate a wizard. Okay, they're done. Binwin.
I'm running.
You have to bring that axe right down.
Give me another d20. I'll roll two at once. Just so nervous. Okay, so 15
hit,
and 11 is a miss, I assume.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but roll big damage because it's half, right?
Yep.
10.
5.
Yep. All right, she is still up.
Okay.
smack her.
I tuck my shield back.
Yep.
And hold my silvered mace forward. And bring down the sacred flame.
Yes.
Of Temur.
All right then.
Which is not in the fourth edition manner. It's not an attack or something that I roll. It's something that she saves against. Correct.
Yes.
And her save because of my brandishment is 16.
Ooh. All right. And that's a what ability? Wisdom save or
should be.
Okay. Huh. She rolled a 5.
Hey.
That's not sufficient.
All right.
6. But it's clean. At least it goes all the way through.
Yes, it does. And she...
And do you get a wisdom bonus to that damage?
What kind of damage is it?
It's fire.
All right, she is resistant to fire.
Son of a bitch, I cannot catch a break from these demon ladies.
So I'm sorry, it was how much? Six?
It was six. Here.
So that's three.
Let me verify. Maybe it just seems like fire, but it's actually fondue or something. Oh, it's flame. Oh, you know what? It's radiant. It's hot. It's not. It's flame-like. I'm so glad I looked at it.
Yep.
These are tongues of flame-like radiance, but they are not fire. They are radiant. I don't like you. You're a bad person, Succubus. All
right. She is engulfed in your sacred flame, your radiant energy, and she is reduced to a blackened, charred husk.
Oh, jeez.
All right. I take a breath. I avert my gaze. I'm not ready to deal with Jim's desiccated husk yet.
Okay.
It's a lot to look at.
I look over here and try to see if V can teach me about the dying mechanics in Dungeons and Dragons next.
All right.
I assume that I'm softly crooning some sort of paean to my fallen
self.
Beloved. Yes, it's like...
So
should I start my turn by making that?
So, yes, please. And it's a constitution save.
It's a two.
All right.
Which is
you
not
have
quite...
one death save failure.
Yep.
So one little skull next to your name. Two more of those and you're toast. Bad. Now the good news is, Omen,
yeah.
That you can make on as an action, you can administer first aid, do a DC 10 wisdom check to stabilize him automatically.
That's six or better. That's pretty good for me.
All right. But you've used your action.
Oh, yeah.
On the closet's action, it turns invisible.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, just like his daddy.
All right. But that does not stop. Now, Benwin and Omen, you can take your actions. We're effectively out of combat unless you want to go around smashing the room looking for this guy.
No. I mean, I do what I can to... And
you cradle Jim in your arms.
Yeah, Jim!
And Jim! You're going to do some first
Jimbo
aid.
I'm going to fix him up.
Jim. All right.
He's looking great.
Great. You are stable.
My Jimmy Jims. Okay.
No more death saves required.
We got
my
real
Jimmy
shrubs.
Fur, James.
Has this the experience of near death and experiencing the kiss of death like Jim did?
It's giving you incredible new material.
Has this brought me back in touch with my deity so I could perhaps like sing out and bring him back from the brink?
I love the salesmanship.
I have been through what he went through.
That's right. Now you know the way.
I was at that door. And I think if anyone could bring him... I'm doing it.
There's a song in your heart? Then sing it.
No.
I do.
Pat.
Sing it and bring it.
Please.
I sing the song...
The bringing is the dice, but the singing is actually something you do with your mouth.
I sing the song of how when I was an orphan on the streets of Waterdeep and I heard the tales of Jim Dark Magic, how I thought that someday I knew I could never know him the way I wanted to know him, but in some ways I looked up to him as if he were a father figure to me. Huh. And to see him brought low by this infernal force, you know, and like that, and not a dry eye in the house. my own withered corpse is singing out this
reaching
song.
Out.
Yes, reaching out towards his mummified hand.
All right. Here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to make, but don't do it yet.
Okay.
I would like you to make a wisdom check to pull this off. And I'm going
to
say...
It all comes down to one roll.
I'm going
to
say that it's DC 14.
Oh. He has no plus. Let's be very clear about this.
But, Omen?
Yeah.
Timora looks down upon you and says, you are the definition of an adventurer. I hereby offer to make you my chosen.
So everybody's chosen but me?
I mean, you were chosen for death.
the succubus chose you.
That's true.
Do you accept this power? And only you hear this.
Yes.
I believe in you. At that point in time, you can, once per day, when confronted with indecision, petition Timora for divine insight. Also,
that's fun.
You have a secret power.
To bring your friend back from the dead.
Usable, to bring any gems.
Usable once. You can gain an extra action on your turn. You know, adventurers need extra once actions in dire straits. Just once. This is like a one-time thing, like his raised dead thing.
Nice.
And you gain advantage on that check or roll as made a part of that action. Mm. Or you can grant this boon to a friend.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll go up and I'll put my hand on his shoulder and I'll say, you got it.
All right, make your wisdom check. You have advantage, you get to roll twice.
Okay.
Thank you, Timora.
Yes. All the gods I am, I am pleased with. Oh, there we go.
You did not even need the advantage.
Did it one?
Oh, no. It was a team effort.
Okay.
Do you guys feel really tense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I died.
Almost died. Almost lost the whole
How do we feel about
party.
This, you guys? Everybody over here.
So what happens to me at the...
You gasp. As you draw in life's breath. Oh, it's so good.
It's so sweet and cool.
Yeah.
You look over and you see the withered, blackened corpse of some bat-winged thing just sort of sprawled beside you.
Yeah, that's
her
girlfriend.
Arm resting atop of yours. That's your girlfriend.
She didn't look like that when I killed her.
No, but I mean, let's please detect magic on the next person you kiss. Just start thinking about it like that.
I've learned a lot of valuable lessons today. And I'm ready to move forward with my life.
Okay, that's marvelous. You continue your journey.
In a spirit of learning.
That's right. Okay, are we done with this room?
Sheesh.
Oh, also, your bird that turned into a frog and a monster tried to kill me several times. I know that you think he's not like that.
Where is
or,
he?
You know, that's not something he would do.
Cocoa Bear!
No, he's not Gogo Bear. He is a demon. He is a demon monster. And
you lost him?
No, he went invisible after he tried to eat me several times.
I'm sure he was just scared.
No.
Gogo Bear!
He was not scared of my back. And I will show you these cuts. There is something in him. I don't know what it is.
He's got some nasty scratches on his back and neck.
Yeah.
Probably scared him to death.
No, I don't. I think you're under some misconception.
He's skittish.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, because he's a devil, and we're a good party, so I guess that's part of it.
Binwin, do you have anything to say about this melodrama?
Cool, it would have been, see, because then we'd have this robot dwarf, and no matter where we went, there'd be beer. Like, right now, I could be drinking beer from his belly. So I'm sorry that your demon died.
It's dead?
I mean, whoops.
Yeah.
No, we hit it, and it disappeared. But it turned, as soon as you were dead, man, it started trying to eat your face.
Probably terrified out there.
No, you have to understand.
All alone,
here's
in the dungeon.
Look at this bit.
Yeah.
That bit, that's it. It ate that off of you.
He can't even say bite. It took the ease out of all of his...
Yeah, it ate his vowels.
All right. In a different part of the dungeon, a hand picks up an empty golden cage. And looks at it and studies it, and then places the golden cage away as a number of shadowy rogues stealthily make their way across the chamber unheard.
These guys.
You see the gleam and flash of steel in the darkness. And that is where we will stop. You have been listening to Ark of the Mad Mage, featuring Mike Krahulik, Jerry Holkins, Scott Kurtz, Patrick Rothfuss, and me, your DM, Chris Perkins. This adventure will conclude at the live D&D game at PAX Prime 2013 in Seattle. On behalf of Wizards of the Coast and Penny Arcade, we hope to see you there.